excuse us, Hammond said, but we are in a bit of a rush. Donald thinks it's important we get right down there. The pilot announced 4 hours flying time to Dallas, where they would refuel and then go on to Costa Rica, arriving the following morning. And how long will we be in Costa Rica? Grant asked. Well, that really depends, Gennaro said. We have a few things to clear up. Take my word for it, Hammond said, turning to Grant. We'll be down there no more than 48 hours. Grant buckled his seatbelt. This island of yours that we're going to, I haven't heard anything about it before. Is it some kind of secret?
In a way, Hammond said. We have been very, very careful about making sure nobody knows about it, until the day we finally open that island to a surprised and delighted public.
Target of Opportunity. The Biosyn Corporation of Cupertino, California, had never called an emergency meeting of its board of directors. The 10 directors now sitting in the conference room were irritable and impatient. It was 8 p.m. They had been talking among themselves for the last 10 minutes, but slowly had fallen silent, shuffling papers, looking pointedly at their watches.
What are we waiting for? One asked.
One more, Lewis Dodgson said. We need one more.
He glanced at his watch. Ron Meyer's office had said he was coming up on the 6 o'clock plane from San Diego. He should be here by now, even allowing for traffic from the airport.
You need a quorum? Another director asked.
Yes, Dodgson said. We do.
That shut them up for a moment. A quorum meant that they were going to be asked to make an important decision. And God knows they were, although Dodgson would have preferred not to call a meeting at all. But Steingarten, the head of Biosyn, was adamant.
You'll have to get their agreement for this one, Lou, he had said.
Depending on who you talked to, Lewis Dodgson was famous as the most aggressive geneticist of his generation, or the most reckless. 34, balding, hawk-faced, and intense, he had been dismissed by Johns Hopkins as a graduate student for planning gene therapy on human patients without obtaining the proper FDA protocols. Hired by Biosyn, he had conducted the controversial rabies vaccine test in Chile. Now he was the head of product development at Biosyn, which supposedly consisted of reverse engineering, taking a competitor's product, tearing it apart, learning how it worked, and then making your own version. In practice, it involved industrial espionage, much of it directed toward the InGen Corporation. In the 1980s, a few genetic engineering companies began to ask, what is the biological equivalent of a Sony Walkman? These companies weren't interested in pharmaceuticals or health. They were interested in entertainment, sports, leisure activities, cosmetics, and pets. The perceived demand for consumer biologicals in the 1990s was high. InGen and Biosyn were both at work in this field. Biosyn had already achieved some success, engineering a new pale trout. This trout was easier to spot in streams, and was said to represent a step forward in angling. At least it eliminated complaints to the Fish and Game Department that there were no trout in the streams. The fact that the pale trout sometimes died of sunburn, and that its flesh was soggy and tasteless, was not discussed. Biosyn was still working on that, and the door opened and Ron Meyer entered the room, slipped into a seat. Dodgson now had his quorum. He immediately stood.
Gentlemen, he said, we're here tonight to consider a target.